Very exciting finish. Letterkenny out half. Peter Scott will be the toast of Letterkenny tonight. His last minute penalty from about 40 metres sailed through the uprights to leave the score 13-10 to the home side. The referee blew the whistle, and I can tell you there was a lot of excitement around this around the ground. Tremendous finish to the game, and you know, it wasn't, conditions today were pretty poor, as you know, but fair play to the 30-odd players on the pitch. I mean, they gave it everything. At no stage really could you pick the winner to this game. I mean, after 15 minutes it was 7-all. Daniel Faulkner, he scored the first try for Letterkenny, entered passing with his centre Cody Lurie, and he, that was 5-0. Scott converted 7-0. Derry came back strongly and had a very good line-out drive, and their hooker, Cahill Cregan, got over him. Out half, McDonald converted 7-all. That was the score at half-time, although there was a lot of scares for both sides. The wind was in Derry's favour, and certainly the right half, McDonald, used it to great effect. But Letterkenny's defence was very good. Their scrum was very strong, but it was at the breakdown, really, where they showed how kept them in the game. At half-time, as I said, it was 7 points all, and everything to play for. It was the same in the 20 minutes at the start of the second half. Letterkenny using the wind again, but they couldn't. A couple of times they were almost there, but they couldn't. One of the times it wasn't commentary for a thing. But in 64 minutes, Scott got a penalty away back, and he decided to kick this one. That made it 10 points to 7, and we thought maybe that's the end of the score. No, it wasn't. On 70 minutes, then Derry came back strongly, forced a penalty in front, and they decided rather than take a scrum, and McDonald converted 10 points. So all then got into the last 6 or 7 minutes of the game, and Letterkenny doing a lot of attacking into the 22, a lot of faces forwards driving and all the rest. But Derry's defence, to be fair, was very strong. Eventually, they decided to move the ball wide, and a Derry player infringed by going for the ball, knocked it down. The penalty was given. It wasn't an easy penalty because of the swirling wind from about the 35-metre line. Scott tallied himself. The crowd was hushed, and over it went 13-10. And Letterkenny, on their first occasion ever to play City of Derry, come away with a victory. And that now really lifts them in this league, because that's 3 in a row now. They've overtaken City of Derry in Championship 2. I think it's by a point. Although Derry will get a losing point, and they have 4 points. It's probably the bit about level on that one. But certainly it was a tremendous game of rugby. Not for the purist, but then some of the pure games sometimes are not half as exciting as a game like this today. You had 30 players out there on that pitch, and everyone was determined that they were going to get one for their team. And it turned out that the guys in black, they were the ones that came away with it. And as I say, Peter Scott's final penalty in the last minute of the game gave them home side victory. So final score here in Championship 2 was Letterkenny 13, City of Derry 10.